This is Layla, And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I think so.
Hello.
There we are.
Okay, there we are.
welcome back to our little show. You just listened to Light On by Maggie Rogers.
I feel like that's like timely relevant because she was here on Thursday.
That is so true. She was. I saw people went to that show. It looked like a lot of fun.
It looked fun.
Yeah. we are kind of having such a beautiful day here, guys, over here in Medford.
It's a beautiful day. Is it a little hot?
Yeah, it's honestly verging on too nice out. So we thought that we would have some good vibes, some in-between seasons music. It's pretty nondescript, but, you know, something...
It's freeform radio.
Yeah, something... It's all pretty indie, and it's all pretty upbeat. So, not this next one. This next one is Erase Me by Lizzie McAlpine and Jacob Collier. It's, like, not upbeat.
Yeah.
It's just, like, a lot. So,
see, when I saw her in concert, she, both times she did like covers for her encore.
Oh.
Because she like usually did a song that like either like wasn't on the older album, Doomsday or Ceilings, right?
Yeah.
And for when I saw her in concert for her encore, she did like some Stevie Wonder cover while other people got like Erase Me.
Right.
Pancakes for Dinner.
I think she's just sick of her old music. Like she has said that she hates doing
Ceilings.
Those like TikTok popular songs, which is like fair, I think.
I agree.
But at the same time, like lots of people are paying for the show to see those specific songs. So I don't know. But like she also can do what she wants because it's her show. It's kind of like an in between, I feel like.
I agree.
But yeah.
But I will say her cover of Death of Dignity at Lollapalooza, I almost cried.
Yeah, it was she's great. Really good.
It was slay.
She's also, like, known for her covers, I feel like, at this point. So, can't hate on that.
Did you listen to Older and Wiser, like, the Older Deluxe album?
No. Is it good?
Yes.
Okay.
I recommend to you.
Okay. Good to know. I'm trying to get new music going. I feel like I'm listening to the same stuff over and over again. I'm getting sick of it. So
me too. I feel like I listen to like the same five
like literally
songs.
I'm so sick. So yes, I'm gonna have to tap into some new music. It's just hard to like get into new stuff because it's like you don't know it, so you're not as inclined to reach for it. But
yeah,
it just needs to happen. So, you know, we'll get on that. But for now, I hope you enjoy Erase Me
today.
Why am I awake? Nails on the floor and soot on my tongue. I don't know his name, but I still taste the rum. Nothing there but skin. Skeletons crawl on the ceiling. They his aftershave hit like a drug. Don't answer me, I'm calling just to hear you scream. And you're fading, but he feels like you in between. I've said too much, in and out of one and last. Now you're fading. To the end, my innocence waits like it desperately knows that I'll crash if I don't let you go. Don't answer me, I'm calling just to hear you scream. Don't answer me. I'm calling just to hear you scream. And you're fading, but he feels like you in between. I've said too much, in and out of wanting us. Now you're fading, and I wonder. In and out of wanting us. Now you're fading, and I wonder who will erase me. Oh, who will erase me?
Okay.
How have things been, well, love, now that you mention it? My folks still talk, they speak in these two-word sentences. I'm saying too much, but you know how it gets out here. No winter cold could keep out all the cold of your atmosphere. We once sang retrograde, we'd shake the frame of your car. Now I know your name, but not who you are. It's all okay, there ain't a drop of bad blood. It's all my love, you got. You out for me, but I still recall how the leather in your car feels. And at the end of it all, I just hope that your scars heal. We once sang retrograde, we'd shake the frame of your car. Now I know your name. I look so confident, babe, I swear I was scared to death. My hands grip the wheel, I smile stupid the whole way home. Well, those five words in my head, you said I'll never let you go. I say retrograde. With the pills and the dogs, until this year stole the words from my tongue. It's all okay, there ain't a drop of bad blood. It's all my love, you got all.
Just listened to was All My Love by Noah Kahan.
Slay.
Super popular artist right now off of his like crazy popular album Stick Season.
Yeah.
I
feel like everyone went to him in Fenway Park.
Yeah. I wish I had been there. That was like in August though, right?
Yeah. August, yeah. July, I think.
Like it was sometime over the summer when I was not present. But yeah. Seemed like a great time.
And then he recorded, like, the live from Fenway.
Yeah.
And I think that's, like, up for, like, Grammy consideration.
It should be. Like, I think he's an excellent singer. So, you know.
I still remember when my friend, like, saw him when we were still in high school. So, like,
before he was really popular.
Correct, yeah. And I thought I thought he was a TikTok artist.
Why?
So I don't know why, but I was like, why are you seeing him? Like, he's a TikTok artist. And, like, obviously now he's grown to fame.
So she really showed you.
I feel like that's happened to, like, a lot of people I know. Like, shout out Anya Glass. Hey. They went to see Chapel Roan before Chapel Roan, you know, became Chapel Roan.
Yeah. I feel like that's the move. Small venue.
Small venue.
There you go.
Claim to fame.
The next song we're going to be playing is Back on 74 by Jungle. This is another very popular song.
I think this, like, this song gives summer into fall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, they, I feel like they also have been on the festival kick.
Yeah, for
this
sure.
year as well. But, like, they always, like, what I noticed was, like, they schedule Jungle at, like, the, like, next to, like, a big name artist in the middle of the day. So
it's not a great opportunity to see them.
Exactly. So it was like when I was at Lollapalooza, they played at the same time as Chapel Roan.
Yeah. I
mean, so of course everyone was at Chapel Roan.
That is tough. There you go. I'd be upset.
I think they're a great artist. I wish I saw them.
For sure. Well, you know, you never know. Could be another opportunity.
True.
All right. Well, might as well get into it. No need to dilly-dally.
Too bad. Too bad. myself. Look at me so high, oh. That ain't how you smile, though. I like you when you talk down, turn the radio down. I like you when you talk down, turn the radio down. Listen to the band by the band, honey, I hold your hand. Your eyes look tired.
Bottled up and broken. Let it all out. this if you're listening.
You are currently listening to Let It All Out, parentheses 10:05 by Coin.
I remember when we saw them in concert, like, they're like, what time is it? Like, what time is it? And they, like, did, like, 10:05, and then they played this song.
I honestly don't remember that, but sounds pretty genius. Love to hear it.
And I think they're coming back, like, next week as well.
Oh, nice.
Because they, like, just released
a new.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Every 2 years, kind of dropping something.
Yeah.
All right. Take it away.
PSA. Okay. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
And there you have it.
You're welcome.
So, next up, we're going to be playing Forever by Clairo, which I'm pretty sure is my number one most streamed song on Spotify of all time.
Really?
Or at least it has been for many years and could have changed recently, but
really,
it was for a long period of time.
See, I equally love that song as well. Have I listened to it as of recent? Not really per se, but I feel like, you know, it fits that the sort of like vibe we created.
Yeah,
in this
I
music.
I agree with that. So, you know, we've got lots more music and not lots more time, so I'm gonna get it going
today.
I hope y'all enjoy this track.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Cherry Wine Live by Hozier. And that is almost the end of our set. We're going to have one more song, but we just wanted to hop on and say thank you for listening.
Thanks, guys.
And we hope you tune back in next week. We are here every week on Mondays at 2 p.m. And we do different music. So, you know, never know what you might get.
We already planned for next week.
Yes, it's going to be fun. It's going to be spooky. But, like, not...
Totally
yeah,
spooky.
Yeah, not, like, corny. So don't worry about it. It's going to be great. Super fall.
Happy Halloween.
Good music.
Pre.
Exactly.
I still don't know whether or not Halloween weekend is this weekend or...
It's next weekend.
Right? Okay.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
I have confirmation.
Thank you.
So,
you know, people who, you know, if you don't know...
Get revved up this weekend to enjoy Halloween next weekend.
I actually have plans to, you know, do my fall activities this weekend.
Oh, good. Yeah.
So, you know, the
perfect
apple picking.
Timing. Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, the...
I'm picking late. I'm doing it on the 3rd of November. They're all going to be rotten, which I know, but it's okay. Just for the vibe, you know?
It's for to say that, like, you know, you did a fall activity.
Yeah. It's all good. So, looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. And with that, we're going to play our last song, which is going to be Mando by Will Paquin. I think that's how you
say
it.
That is how you say it.
Good.
Yeah, I saw... He was the opener for when I saw Somersault.
Mm-hmm.
Also kind of weird because he's bigger than Somersault.
I was going to say, actually, I thought, but maybe at the time he wasn't. Or, like, when they booked him and then he got a lot of traction...
The thing is, like, he's known for that one song that was played on TikTok,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
Chandelier.
Yeah.
And, like, so that's how he, like, kind of has, like, a following, you know?
Right.
And, like, the thing is, like, Chandelier came out in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't even, like, know. But I remember, like, looking him up and then, like, comparing him to Somersault. And I was, like, confused, like, why, like, he was the opener.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I don't know. But, I mean, he was good. He also was not wearing shoes.
Mm-hmm.
He was, like, in socks as he was performing.
Okay. Don't love it.
It was weird.
And, you know, with that, we're going to play his music. So, this is Layla.
This is Sam.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in.
Bye,
have an awesome
guys.
Monday, y'all.
It won't be long till the day comes crashing through your door and you'll find me standing tired and worn with the sun behind me. It's a dark room. Go to sleep in the morning. You will find me. Open your eyes, blinding light as the mother calls for Jesus Christ. I'm a lonesome traveler at the end of the rope held tight by a single hand. It's a dark room. Go to sleep.